This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. This morning, the Federal Railroad Administration announced that a train derailment in West Virginia back in February that spilled more than 300,000 gallons of especially volatile crude oil, that started a fire that burned for more than 4 days and forced more than 1,000 people to temporarily leave their homes, was caused by a broken piece of rail. The railroad agency also said it's going to be releasing new track standards next week to try to eliminate these kinds of derailments. There is a whole lot of train track out there in this country. Marketplace's Andy Euler explains who's responsible for a not small but often ignored slice of our infrastructure.
There's almost 250,000 miles of railroad track in the United States. To put that in perspective, America's interstate system's total length is less than 50,000 miles.
Railroad infrastructure in this country really has its roots in the 19th century.
That's Tom Zollner. He's the author of the book Train, Riding the Rails That Created the Modern World. He says the tracks are old, and he wouldn't want to be a railroad company because the company that operates on the tracks owns them. They've got to foot the bill for inspections and repairs.
Railroads have spent up to $29 billion in recent years because the network is so wide and because the flaws in these rails can be really hard to spot.
The government's already fined CSX, the company responsible for the train in West Virginia, $25,000. That's the maximum civil penalty for this violation. This all points to a problem. Broken tracks account for a third of all railroad accidents. Vukan Vucic teaches transportation engineering at the University of Pennsylvania.
Our train lengths have increased, and some of our freight cars are now not only 30, 40 tons, but they're 100 tons.
Tom Zollner says that's because a lot of them are carrying oil. Oil's not only heavy, but
you get this sort of swaying and sloshing effect, which transfers a lot of that energy down through the rails.
Zollner says getting crude off the rails is really the only argument in favor of building more pipelines he sees resonating with even environmentalists. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.